This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2691. Is it ever okay to borrow from your 401k? By Mark Dennis of financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Is it ever okay to borrow from your 401k? By Mark Dennis of financialfinesse.com. Ideally, never, or at least rarely. Plundering our retirement piggy banks can be tempting when a financial emergency arises, or perhaps when we're looking for cash to finance a home purchase or pay off some high-interest credit cards. Although the IRS rules do allow for retirement plan loans, the maximum loan size is either 1, the greater of $10,000, or half of your vested 401k balance, or 2, $50,000, whichever is smaller. While borrowing from yourself in this way can be convenient and seem relatively harmless, this type of short-term fix may have some long-term consequences that are more expensive than we realize. 401k loans seem attractive at first. On the one hand, borrowing from our company retirement plans is tempting for several reasons. No credit check is required, and consequently, it'll not affect your credit score. The interest rate is potentially lower than that of a traditional loan. You pay back the loan conveniently through payroll deduction, and you're borrowing your own money and paying yourself back with interest. Where's the harm, right? Then things can get ugly. A closer examination of exactly how all of the moving parts work, as well as some of the things that could potentially go wrong, might lead you to conclude that getting a bank loan, borrowing against home equity, selling other assets, or even borrowing from family might be better for you in the long run. Here are some of the reasons to think twice before taking out a 401k loan. Number one, you'll pay taxes on the same money twice. It's true that you pay yourself back with some interest, but you also use after-tax dollars to make those interest payments. In the future, when you spend your pre-tax 401k money in retirement, those future interest distributions will be taxable as ordinary income, meaning you actually pay taxes twice on that money. Number two, lost growth and compounding. The money you borrow from your 401k is temporarily removed from the underlying investments, missing out on any market growth, interest, dividends, etc. The double whammy comes from the missed opportunity for this growth to be reinvested and earn even more through compounding, which is the financial superpower that comes from investing and staying invested over time. Number three, treating your 401k like an ATM. Once you dip into your retirement stash and use it to relieve some type of financial pain, you can begin to slide down a slippery financial behavior slope. Having rewarded yourself once with a relatively easy source of cash, you run the risk of training your brain to think of this strategy as a reasonable substitute for creating and maintaining better financial habits, such as regularly saving cash in an emergency fund, sticking with a budget, or increasing your retirement plan contribution rate. Staying faithful to healthier financial priorities helps you avoid disturbing your retirement plan's progress by treating it like an ATM machine and dipping into it multiple times. Number four, less take-home pay. While you're repaying your loan, your paycheck will be reduced by the amount of the loan repayment. If your cash flow is tight before raiding your retirement fund, you may soon discover that it becomes even more challenging with a reduced paycheck. And number 5, severe taxes and penalties. If you leave your employer for any reason, whether it's your idea or if your employer fires you, you might have to repay the entire remaining loan balance within as little as 60 to 90 days. This requirement varies from plan to plan. Some company retirement plans allow you to continue making the scheduled loan payments without having to pay it all back early. However, your payments obviously will no longer come from payroll deduction once your job ends. If your period of unemployment is lengthy, you might not be able to keep up with the required repayment schedule. Once you default on a 401k loan, the IRS then treats any remaining balance as a taxable distribution. If you're under age 59 and a half at that time, there may be an additional 10% tax penalty for taking an early withdrawal from your retirement plan. What was once a temporary financial fix could quickly become an expensive tax bomb. It might be okay to borrow once if, number 1, you have a high interest rate, think double-digit debt, and you have exhausted all other options to refinance or negotiate a lower interest rate. The ongoing challenge will be to reduce any temptation to begin using the same high-interest credit cards or loan sources again and recreate the problem. Once you pay back the 401k loan, take that monthly loan payment you were making and redirect it to a savings account at your bank, building up an emergency fund you can use for future financial emergencies, rather than raiding your retirement plan like a pirate. Number 2, you owe the IRS back taxes. With interest and penalties stacking up on overdue taxes, this financial burden can become very serious over time. In this case, a 401k loan might be your saving grace. However, you may qualify for relief under the IRS guidelines for alternate payment plans and hardship. Number 3, you're in real danger of defaulting on a student loan. In most cases, bankruptcy is not an option for these. Or number 4, you're facing imminent bankruptcy or eviction from your home. Talk to a nonprofit consumer credit counselor at nfcc.org about alternatives to bankruptcy. If a 401k loan can buy you some valuable time while you restructure your cash flow and other investments to support a sustainable strategy and repay your 401k loan, this might be an appropriate financial move. The important thing to keep in mind regarding loans from your retirement plan is to make sure you address the underlying need for cash rather than simply assuming the 401k loan will solve the immediate problem. Otherwise, you could find yourself on an unhealthy financial treadmill where you repeatedly borrow from your 401k and begin to seriously jeopardize your ability to retire on time, comfortably, or both. A good way to see just how damaging and expensive a retirement plan loan can be to your financial future is to use the National Center for Policy Analysis 401k Borrowing Calculator. This calculator shows how much less money you may have for retirement if you borrow from your retirement plan versus not taking out a 401k loan. Bottom line, make sure you have carefully considered all other alternatives before you undo much of the hard work you've already invested in growing your retirement nest egg. You just listened to the post titled, "Is It Ever Okay to Borrow from Your 401k?" by Mark Dennis of financialfinesse.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While I'm sure there are probably situations where a 401k loan is a good idea, I personally cannot think of even one. For me, taking on a 401k loan would require some pretty dire circumstances where I needed money immediately for some life-threatening emergency. I had no other reserves, no options for increasing my income. I didn't qualify for any other type of low-interest debt, and no one on the planet was willing to lend me some money. I can't imagine why I would need a loan so bad that I would risk my retirement savings and that I'd be willing to interrupt my money earning more money. I mostly hear of people taking a 401k loan to fund a down payment on a house, do home improvements, or consolidate debt. That sounds ludicrous to me. When I invest my money, I do it for the long term, and I'm so firm in my commitment to not touch the money I have invested, I actually think of it as a tax I've paid to my future self. That money is gone. I have no claim to it because it's not my money. It's future Diana's money, and she says no anytime I ask for some. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Monday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.